with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Ask novelist Elmore Leonard about rejection. One of his more recent novels, Touch, was rejected by more than a dozen publishers, and not just Touch.
The Big Bounce was rejected 84 times in New York and L.A.
Leonard says publishers make all sorts of excuses.
This title is just too difficult to try and market, and I thought, I remember thinking that it wasn't easy to write.
Back in 1977, the publishers said they couldn't categorize Touch, since it wasn't a crime novel or a Western like Leonard's other works. In other words, they couldn't figure out how to market it. Leonard eventually found an audience for Touch and all of his books.
I've sold everything I've written, with the exception of about three short stories. And all of my books, 24 out of 25 of my books, have sold or have been optioned in Hollywood.
Touch is about a Christ-like Franciscan brother who seems to have healing powers and the people who seek to exploit him.
Usually a book begins with a much different idea. And it evolves then into what it becomes.
Because Elmore Leonard's characters take over. The year Elmore Leonard wrote Touch was the year he had his last drink, January 24th, 1977, at 9 in the morning. The date is etched on a coin, so he will remember, for alcoholism was about to destroy his life. Elmore Leonard's Touch is now an Avon paperback. His latest hardcover thriller is Freaky Deaky, published by Arbor House, William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.